Sukkah Yerushalmi corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Mem Zayin, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. K'maasei b'chol, kach maasei b'shabbos, ele shahoyu melaktim oisah b'er shabbos, manichin oisah b'gigiyos shahazav, kadeh shaloy yechmoishu. The Mishnah teaches that on Shabbos they performed the Arava service in the same way that they performed it on a weekday, except that they would pick them before Shabbos and place them in golden barrels to prevent them from withering. Rav Yochanan ben Broika Oimer Choyos Shal Dekel Hayu Malaktim V'Choivtim Al Gabei HaMizbeach. Rav Yochanan ben Broika said they would gather palm branches rather than Arava branches and beat them on the Mizbeach. V'Ois HaYom HaYanikra Yom Chibrut Choyos. That day, which is Hashanah Rava, was called the Day of Beating the Branches. Then the adults would snatch the lures and eat the essugs of the children. Gemara says, Lo amar ela katan hagadol loy. The Gemara says, this Mishnah only allows a child, but not an adult, to eat the essug. Lekein amar Rav Avina b'shem Rav essug shenisol b'yem tov harishoin muta la'ochloy. The Gemara asks, did Ravina not quote Rav as saying that an esug that became disqualified in the first day of Yom Tov may be eaten? Am Rav Yasa, tamanhu, eino roi laseith boi, acheim roi laseith boi, v'mahacha lehuv laecheim yotzim boi. Rav Yasa answers that in our Mishnah, this person can no longer use it, as he's already fulfilled his obligation, but others can use it, so it's still muksa and means set aside for the mitzvah. Ravina was discussing a case where nobody can use it, has become disqualified, so it's no longer muksa.